The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group.
And now let's head into the Rich Jekyll Score Studio with Christopher Hart and Lucy Polito.
Hello again, and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination for your business. And yes, indeed, once again, we do have the winning combination, starting with the award-winning Score volunteer, Lucy Polito. How are you doing, Lucy?
I am doing fine. So far, so good for the day.
All right.
So all is well.
And autumn is here, and it's always a great time of year. And of course, any time of year is a good time to hook up with Score. I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries Radio Show, but of course, this show is all about Score and everything that Score's got going on. As I keep saying, they always have something going on at Score. So you can always give them a call, 407-420-4844. You can go to the website, orlando.score.org, or by the way, if you haven't already, please sign up for the excellent newsletter that they have there. And you can also go through Facebook, Score Orlando on Facebook. But once again, Score is a nationwide nonprofit organization that is there solely to help you succeed in business, ladies and gentlemen. And it doesn't matter what stage of business that you are in, they can help you, whether you're just starting out. Of course, that's the best time to join with the folks at Score. Or if you're already in business, they can help you out if you maybe want to make some changes or maybe add some businesses to your whatever you're doing. Expand, I should say. And then, of course, if you're ready to sell your business, they can help you there as well. All along the way, Score is there to help you with great volunteers like Lucy Polito and some five dozen others in the local office here. And, of course, they also have offices around the country with volunteers all over the country as well. And sometimes those volunteers, when they leave one city, they'll go and they'll be a volunteer in another city, won't they, Lucy?
Yes, they will. And, you know, we technically work together throughout the nation. We work very closely with our colleagues in all of Florida because we all belong to the same area, if you will. So we work closely with everyone. And, one of the great advantages of Score is no matter what, where there is an expert in whatever field, whatever type of business you want to open, there is an expert somewhere, if not here in Orlando, in Florida, or in the nation. So feel free to contact us. No matter what type of business you want to open, we will be able to help you.
And, of course, 99 or even more than that times out of 100, they'll be able to deal with your issue right here with the volunteers they have locally. But once again, if they need to go out of area, so to speak, to find your help, they can do that. And now with the Zooming stuff and everything, it makes it even that much easier, although they offered this service before. And they do have offices all over the country, and you can go to score.org to find the locations. If maybe you want to refer a friend or family member in another city, another state, to Score. And score.org also has great templates there for business documents that you're welcome to download and use in your own business, as well as instructional videos as well, all at score.org. And then once again, the local website, orlando.score.org, has a lot to offer as well. Yes, Lucy, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to remind our audience and any new listeners that please go to our website, because not only do we have classes and stuff like that, but we have some outstanding Coffee with the Leader sessions that we have twice a month. They are free and they are outstanding. If you look at our website, you'll see when they're due, and there's all kinds of things that we present. You can be in present or you can be Zoom, it can be done. So nationwide, basically, we are available. But take advantage, because we have some outstanding presenters. Take advantage of the things that are available. Look at our website. You will be amazed. Take advantage of it. It's free.
It is. I was just getting ready to. It's always at the inflation-proof price. The only inflation-proof price.
It is the only thing that's fully free in the nation.
That's right. And it's all because of great volunteers like Lucy and, of course, great donors. It is a nonprofit organization. And if you would like to be a volunteer or be a part of making all of this work, you can go to orlando.score.org. Or you can call them on the phone at 407-420-4844. The offices, once again, are open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 4, and Friday, 10 to 1. And that's 407-420-4844. Of course, you're welcome to stop by. But that's, you'll only be able to basically say hello. But if you'd like to make an appointment so you have a sit-down consultation, or maybe your issue can be handled over the phone, 407-420-4844. And, of course, if you want to visit them, they are located in the National Entrepreneur Center in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End, which brings us to our guest today, because she is the business manager at the National Entrepreneur Center. So I'd like to welcome to the show Maria Savalas. Maria, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for the invitation. Really happy to join you guys.
Okay. I don't think you've been on the show before, but even if you had, we always start the show the same way, and that is we like to tell the audience a little bit about the guests themselves before we get to the, in your case, the National Entrepreneur Center. So we'd like to know a little bit about Maria Savalas. Where are you from? Where were you born? Where did you grow up? How'd you wind up where you are here if you didn't, weren't born here?
I was not born in the United States, so I'm a proudly Latin American. I was born in Quito, Ecuador, many years ago. And I moved to the United States about 31 years ago. Wanted to do a one-year type of stay and decided that this is where I wanted to live. So I pretty much educated myself, went to school, eventually got a job, and I ended up working for a global organization, if people know it, Bloomberg. My career was mainly there, working with hedge funds, global banks. Then I went to work years later as the CEO of a startup, eventually for the city of New York, running several programs. One of them was in small business services, which had to do with small business advocates. We had a series of programs there as well. And eventually ended up in Florida about 7 months ago. And I'm working currently for the National Entrepreneur Center, where I'm leading business development. So I'm tasked with creating awareness of what we do and onboarding partners, strategic partners and funders that could continue to fund what we do, which, of course, we wouldn't be able to do it without the support of the resource partners that make up the National Entrepreneur Center, SCORE being one of them, as well as the 14 sponsors that we have, which is all about small business entrepreneurs and really doing great work for the community.
All right. Once again, before we get to that, though, I want to... So Quito, is that the capital, or is it Guayaquil is the capital of Ecuador?
Quito is the capital.
Okay.
Quito.
Okay. So, and you were at a very young age then when you came here to the United States.
I was. Well, maybe not that young, but if you do the math.
Okay. Well, we won't pin you down on that.
There.
Lucy, did you want to chime in here? Because of course you're from Colombia.
Tell everybody that, Ecuador is next door to Colombia.
Right.
So, you know, we're buddies.
We're cousins.
All right. Very good. And then you said, you mentioned you had to educate yourself. What did you mean by that?
Well, just to keep it short, I had the option to go back and continue my college education after graduating from high school, which is when I came here. But I decided that this is the country where I wanted to educate myself. So my mother said to me, good luck to you. You have other siblings. I cannot afford your education. So you're going to have to work for it. And I did. So it took me about 4 years of working, you know, three jobs, saving lots of money. And then I enrolled in a community college, LaGuardia Community College in New York, got my associate's degree. And then with enough credits to continue on, I continue my bachelor's degree from Baruch College, which is a strictly business school. And then when started my career working for Morgan Stanley, then worked for Bloomberg, and that was it. Eventually, I did my MBA at Stern, the University of New York. But that was already when I was like probably like 10 to 12 years, you know, accomplishing different roles and promotions where I was. But yeah, I had to pay for every single penny of that. I worked as a waitress to be able to, sure. you know, like sure. this were very helpful. So I'm very thankful to the people that, you know, when I needed support, they were there because they knew how hard it was to do full-time school and at the same time, you know, work a full-time job. So my appreciation goes to people in the service industry, all the waitresses, all the waiters, because, you know, I was one of them and I definitely wanted to pursue a career, but that's the work that I did. And I'm proud to say that.
Well, you should be. You should be proud of what you did. And congratulations, because that, you know, that is the American dream. That is the ideal.
It is.
That people can come here and be what they want to be, whatever that may
Definitely.
Be, right? So congratulations, okay. and absolutely, we appreciate you that so much. We are coming up on a break here in just a moment. And you said about the beginning of this year, you became the business manager at the National Entrepreneur Center?
I moved to Florida in December of last year, and I started working for the NEC in April of this year.
How did you find out about it?
I was doing some research, and it was very similar to some of the work that I was doing with the city of New York.
Okay.
So I was very intrigued by it, and I saw they had an opening in business development, and I didn't think about it. I applied, and a few weeks later, I got a wonderful call from one of the decision makers, did the interviews, and then they gave me an offer. So.
Good.
Very happy to be there.
Jerry Ross knows talent when he sees it, doesn't he, Lucy?
Yes, he does. He's the man.
All right. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Maria Savalas. She is the business manager at the National Entrepreneur Center. And it's NEC. Is it NEC.com? I always get the website mixed up there.
No, it's NationalEC.com.
Oh, that, see, I told you I'd get it mixed up. NationalEC.com.
NationalEC.org. NationalEC.org. Because we are a nonprofit organization, so my bad. NationalEC.org.
No, I messed you up because I said. So, all right. That is said, we'll continue the conversation. Once again, you are listening to What's the Score, and we will be right back. We are back. We are What's the Score. And once again, we want to thank you so much for tuning in and telling your friends and family about the show. Of course, we have Lucy Pulido, the award-winning score volunteer here. And I am Christopher Hart. Our guest today, Maria Savalas of the National Entrepreneur Center. She is the business manager there. And just as we went into the break, I threw a compliment to Jerry Ross because he's the founder of the Entrepreneur Center there, or the current director. Is he not, Maria? Explain his role
the
again.
President.
Yes.
He's our president.
Right. And he's done a tremendous job with it. Lucy, I know because you've seen it up close over the years there.
Oh, I've seen it from the beginning. He wasn't the founder, but he did come in. I think he's like third person who has managed that. But he's been, I think, close to 20 years being in charge of that. And I mean, when he came in, it was like a revolution because that man has really worked unbelievably hard to make it happen. And right now, you know, the NEC is one of a kind in the United States. We have people that come from all over the country and even some parts of the other parts of the world to look at how this organization is set up and how well we'll work together for the benefit of small businesses. So it's a great organization, a great setup, and he has done an outstanding job.
Yeah, actually, I believe it was the brainchild of former Orange County Mayor Rich Crotty.
Right. You are correct.
Yeah.
I remember that because I was there. You know, do you know that I have been with SCORE longer than anybody else right now?
Well, they need to give you another award.
Yeah, they should. I'm going to talk to Lois.
You need to get one of those major awards, right? That's all right. Well, congratulations to you. Well, back to you, Maria, then. So we're lavishing praise on Jerry Ross, but obviously he brought you in because he's got bigger plans for the National Entrepreneur Center. So remind folks what exactly is the National Entrepreneur Center, because it is a jewel here locally, and what its main mission is.
Well, we are a one-of-a-kind organization. We are a nonprofit organization made out of collaboration. And I like to highlight that because I've never seen an organization or an institution like this anywhere in the world. Like, even in New York City, I would have loved for something like this to be there. We are made up of currently 17 resource partners. One was just added. And SCORE is one of them. We had five chambers of commerce. SBDC is there. The Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is there. The Pride Chamber, etc. But 17 amazing organizations under one roof that collaborate very closely. And our mission is simply to be able to support and help those entrepreneurs that have an idea and want to start a business. And they need resources, they need a hand-holding to be able to start, you know, like that vision, the American dream. And also to help organizations and companies that are at a stage where they want to grow. Maybe they need some help in terms of marketing, sales, or they also want to explore the opportunity to have contracts with the government or other organizations. So we provide the training and the mentoring in order for them to do that. So we work very close together, and all the resources that, you know, once again, an entrepreneur, small business needs in order to grow is located at the National Entrepreneur Center at the Fashion Square Mall.
And of course, part of the genius of this, of Rich Crotty's idea, was that it brought together public and private entities to work together to nurture the business community here. And I believe he reached out to some of the larger employers here in Orlando and was able to pull them together. And it was quite an achievement. And that's really a big part of what makes it unique, right, Lucy?
Definitely, because, you know, the people that he was able to bring together are big names. I mean, at the time, for instance, Disney is one of the big contributors. And not right now, I haven't been to the office in such a long time. I can't remember all the people that have been behind it. But, I mean, the organization has grown in leaps and bounds because we all work together. And, it's wonderful that everybody's under the same roof, if you will, so we can reach to each other and help each other. So that's a tremendous advantage.
Would you like to follow on that, Maria?
Yes. So there was this big vision that almost 20 years ago, we're actually going to be celebrating the 20-year anniversary next year. So this big vision of putting together all the resources, and you're right, it's a very strategic collaboration between private and public organizations. It's all done for the best of the community. And fast forward 20 years later, and this was mentioned previously, there are so many government delegations from, different parts of the local government in the United States, local governments, that cities, states, as well as international delegations that come to the NEC to learn how all these resources, all these partnerships, the sponsorships, work together, because the impact that it has, it's tremendous. Like, not for anything, we have trained, and I have some statistics here, in almost 20 years, like I said, almost 300,000 people that have been trained and coached at the NEC. There's an average of people that are getting trained of like 8,500 in a year. People that are coached in a year, an average of 6,500 people. And you really don't see this anywhere in the world. Because a model of collaboration that was created, with that vision 20 years ago, it's effectively working. And we have a lot of impact in the community as a result.
Wow. Those are extraordinary numbers, Lucy. And I know SCORE is racking up numbers, somewhere, because obviously we have a pretty healthy business community here in spite of the challenges.
Yeah, we have a very good business community. And, we've grown Orlando. I mean, I came to Orlando originally back in 1975, I guess. And it was a rinky-dinky town. In fact, that's why I decided that when I retired, I would come to this place, because most of the people that I saw were all little white hairs. And I thought, gosh, when I ready to retire. I'm coming to Orlando. So I leave, I come back, and I can't find a white hair now. It's a bunch of kids, you know, a whole bunch of younger people.
Oh, boy.
That just shows you how we've changed in 25 years or so. So, yeah, this is really grown, and it's become a grown-up. It really has.
Rinky dink, huh? So, well, let me just tell you, when my family came here, my dad was from a farming town in Georgia. And when we got here in the late 50s, early 60s, he called it a cow town, which back then, that pretty much what it was, oranges and cows. All right. Back to you, Maria. And that just brings up, you know, are you able to keep up with the growth and the demand here? How do you guys do it?
Well, it's very interesting you actually bringing that up, because as a recent New York transplant, I definitely see the transformation. My family has lived here for so many years, and I have seen, you know, like other counties, the construction that is happening, the businesses, you know, like the corridors that continue to expand. It's just experiencing tremendous growth. And in addition to immigration from other states because of the cost of living, but then again, inflation is what it is. But yeah, we're continuously busy. We are very creative. Again, we work in conjunction with our resource partners. And I think that, you know, maybe it's something that we want to talk about eventually, but with COVID-19, it definitely taught us a lesson that, you know, like with the fact that people couldn't come out and couldn't be meeting in person, now a lot of the meetings are done also virtually. And they still continue to take place like that. So you don't really have to go to a place for certain events, for certain, you know, seminars. You can do a webinar as well. So we're still balancing that out, you know, doing it hybrid. And it's one of the challenges too. But yeah, we continue to expand. We have some programs that we have created as well, just to be able to use the virtual tools that, you know, like we have created. And it continues to grow, and it's just an amazing time. We also have other ideas, other things that we want to do in the future. So I think it's a very important time right now with the 20-year celebration that we're coming up with. You know, like the vision for the future is definitely tremendous.
Is there going to be a 20-year celebration?
There will be a 20-year celebration. We are in the planning stages right now. We are probably going to have something in May, and that's unofficial. But we are currently looking, you know, for the venue and planning what's going to go into the event. And there will be a part two celebration later in the year to celebrate our partners and to celebrate our sponsors and the community impact as well.
Okay. Once again, we're speaking with Maria Savalas. She is the business manager at the National Entrepreneur Center. That's nationalec.org, nationalec.org. And once again, they're located right there in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End. And they have also great facilities there, like the classroom facilities and stuff. And I know SCORE used that earlier in the year. Are you looking to get that to be more utilized in the future once again?
We use it as often as, you know, as we need to. But, you know, remember, it's available to all the other folks. So sometimes we schedule something, we double check to make sure we have the capacity or we have the room and it's already been taken by somebody else. So sometimes there are problems with, the dates, but, and, you know, fortunately everybody's very flexible. So unless you have something that, you know, for instance, our annual event, we got to get that recorded like a year ahead of time, so we know that we have the space available. But sometimes, you know, for just smaller meetings, it's not so bad, but there's always somebody that's having some sort of event going on there. So we have very good setups. And, again, we work together. We have to go through the National Entrepreneur Center just to make sure we get our bookings in time.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But it works. It works.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk more about that with Maria Savalas. She is, after all, the business manager now at the National Entrepreneur Center. And you can go to nationalec.org to find out more. We will be right back with more of What's the Score. Welcome back to What's the Score? Once again, thanks so much for tuning in. Lucy Pulido and myself, Christopher Hart, are joined today by Maria Savalas. She is the business manager at the National Entrepreneur Center. We were just talking about the center and the facilities over there, and they are state-of-the-art facilities. It's no wonder, you know, you have, they're booking good bookings in there, the venue there. Please, Maria.
Yes, we have, like I said, state-of-the-art. We have conference rooms. We have the capacity to have approximately, and I don't want to give you the room number, but 60 people classroom style, and it can be opened up. So we have one, it could be divided if we need to, but right. For a big event, we can open it up. So the capacity increases to 120 people. Amazing video. In fact, you know, some of the resources that we provide at the center to our resource partners is, you know, all the infrastructure behind it. So by supporting the National Entrepreneur Center, we're supporting our resource partners with the technology that they need in order to continue to do their conferences, their events, and phone lines, et cetera, for the ones that get those type of services.
And do you have a newsletter or at the nationalec.org website?
We don't have a newsletter per se, but we have social media channels. So there's Facebook, okay. There's LinkedIn. We also have a program, which if I'm allowed to talk about it right now.
Sure, go ahead.
So we have two amazing programs, which is powered by the National Entrepreneur Center. BizLink Orange is the NEC, but virtually. So essentially what was created there is a one-stop shop with all the resources that businesses and entrepreneurs can find. Business guides could be one of them. There will be a list and calendar of all the events that are happening in the region. And in addition to having our resource partners by the NEC in there as well, we expanded it to other nonprofit organizations. So we are, I believe, close to 70 resource partners right now, and they have the capability of, you know, promote their events, and people can sign up and see what's happening, not only in Orlando, but this has taken it even further, which is in Central Florida. So the counties of Central Florida that are there, it is going to continue to expand because we want to add more resources. There are guides that they can find in order to say, for example, if they're looking for licenses, there's the one-stop place that they can go and find what licenses they need. They can connect with organizations, attend the events, etc. So I definitely suggest that people go and visit bizlinkorange.com, which is, once again, powered by the National Entrepreneur Center.
Okay. And nationalec.org is the website. And is there like a contact link there as well if somebody would like to contact?
Yes, through our website, there's a tab that's been linked orange, and they can just navigate through that page. If they have any questions, they can contact our program manager as well, Katie Cook, and she will get back to them.
Speaking of the facilities, there has been quite a bit of work going on around you there at the Fashion Square Mall. Any news on what's going to happen with your end of the mall there? Do they intend to keep those offices, those places there where you're located? Do you even know?
I don't know much about it, to be frank with you. But, you know, the lease is not out for a few more years. So we're definitely just keeping an eye open to see, like, what the next location might be if we decide to move somewhere else.
Okay. All right. And then how do businesses contact you normally? How do you reach out to businesses, in other words?
Well, we have the events that, you know, we promote through the website, but they can find us simply by looking for us on the web. They can call us directly. The phone number is 407-420-4848. So once again, it's 407-420-4848. They could also reach us, and it happens quite often, you know, they meet with one of our resource partners, they need more resources, they can get connected to us, or vice versa. They come to the NEC for assistance, and we connect them to the resource partners that are there, depending on the needs of the entrepreneur and the small business owner. There is another thing that we are doing as well, which is place-based training. And it's one of the programs that the NEC does in particular neighborhoods in our city. And that is to incentivize entrepreneurship for, like certain communities. So we are out, for some of the programs that we do, we work in conjunction with our resource partners as well, to be able to, train and mentor the next generation of entrepreneurs, or to help the ones that have a business right now with other resources, whether it's, marketing, sales, or other tools that they may use in order to grow. So we are out in the community. Those have happened sometimes on Saturdays. We're planning the next ones. So we make announcements on the website when we're going to be doing that. So that's another way for us to interact with the community. And they can come and visit us at any time. We are located at the Fashion Square Mall. There is shaded parking. So there's no excuse of it's hot. Like, they can just walk in and request information. And many times, we will even involve one of our resource partners the same day. That's how open the environment is. That's how collaborative it is. So we're there to support them in any way we can.
Okay. All right. All of this at the National Entrepreneur Center, nationalec.org is the website, 407-420-4848 for the National Entrepreneur Center. And, of course, the SCORE phone numbers, 407-420-4844, because they are located there. And that's one of the ideal things about SCORE being located there, as well as the now 16 other organizations there to help national entrepreneurs, because you don't have to send them across town. You send them across the hall, basically, right, to refer people.
Or knock on the door.
Exactly.
They're there.
Right. Lucy, I know, because
it's like a one-stop shop. That's what it is.
One-stop shop. And the SBA has offices there, don't they? And the National Association of Women Business Owners have offices there as well. So it's a diverse group of organizations, once again, all devoted to helping the business community and entrepreneurs succeed here in Central Florida. And so the 20-year anniversary coming up next year. What about future plans? Can you tell us what kind of future plans can you let us in on? I know Jerry's got something up his sleeve over there.
They're working on that. So I would just tell you that, since we are very innovative, and since we are always looking for an opportunity to continue doing the great work that we have been doing, there are more partnerships to be formed. I cannot give you any detail because I don't even know it myself.
Okay, all right.
But things that you hear, but definitely looking into new partnerships with, trying to incorporate maybe like some generations, possibly. But, it's all out there. It's being discussed currently. So it's one of the ideas of the center.
Okay. Lucy, go
they
ahead.
They also work, they also help people that are, people that come in from other countries and help them and lead them into opening up a business and show them how to do business here. Because, every country has its own individual laws and problems and issues and so on and so forth. So somebody comes in, they have the money, they want to start a business. They have also, from SCORE, but we are not the experts in the international business. They are, and they have a session or a group of people that actually can guide them. And I think it works both ways. Like, if you want to start an import-export business, that's the place to go because they can guide you through that. They have one department that basically specializes in international business.
Yeah, to add to that, yes, it is a program of the NEC. It's part of the resource partners that we have, but it's there. It's located at the National Entrepreneur Center as well. It's the Central Florida International Trade Office. And very important, Lucy, thank you for adding that content because it is what it is. It's the only place where if you are an international business person, an entrepreneur, and you want to import or you want to export your products to other countries, you can use CFITO, for short, Central Florida International Trade Office, as a resource to help you in that regard. And we have been visited by delegations of, you know, different countries, Brazil, Mexico recently, groups of entrepreneurs that want to introduce products from their countries to the United States are looking at Florida and specifically Orlando as a market. So they go there, they have sessions, you know, at the NEC, and they get the guidance that they need. So it's a very powerful tool. I don't believe there's anywhere else where you have all of these organizations working together and even including that international trade there.
You know, I have to tell you, kind of a quick story. When I was doing counseling one day, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, all of a sudden they called me out and they said, Lucy, come and meet this person. And it was a bunch of people. And I thought, well, I don't know any of these folks. And it turns out it was a king from a small African country that was visiting the National Entrepreneur Center because he wanted to know more about it. He had heard about us and he wanted to know more about it. And there he was in the hallway. And for some reason, I happened to be on duty that day and they called me on. They said, meet the king. And I thought they were kidding me, but no, it truly was the king of a small country. So anyway, the idea is that even the kings will visit the National Entrepreneur Center.
You probably thought they were talking about Elvis Presley, right? You finally found Elvis.
Yeah, that's why I ran.
All right. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, you are listening to What's the Score. We're speaking today with Maria Savalas, the business manager at the National Entrepreneur Center, which is a fabulous, fabulous idea and a fabulous organization. And once again, it's located in the National Entrepreneur. It is the National Entrepreneur Center located in the Fashion Square Mall. NationalEC.org website, 407-420-4848 for the National Entrepreneur Center. We'll be right back with more of What's the Score. Okay, welcome back once again to What's the Score. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our guest today, Maria Savalas from the National Entrepreneur Center. Of course, I'm joined by Lucy Pulido. I am Christopher Hart. But before we get back to the conversation, just want to remind you once again that this show is brought to you as a public service by the Salem Media Group. And, of course, they are located right here in Central Florida with great radio stations and now also with Salem Surround. And if you're looking to get your message out in a big way, they can help you anyway. You can use radio signals here with these great radio stations, AM and FM signals, powerful signals. And, of course, they can also integrate that or just concentrate on your social media platforms via Salem Surround. And if you'd like to find out more about Salem Surround, go to surroundorlando.com, surroundorlando.com. And the experts there are local folks. They know the market here, and they know their way around that international thing called the web, a worldwide web. So check them out at surroundorlando.com. If you'd like to speak with someone on the phone, you can call them at 407-618-1760. That's 407-618-1760. And if you get a hold of them, tell them, please, if you would, you heard about it on the What's the Score show. Okay, so back to you, Maria. What's the outlook for the community here? What can you tell us about that?
Oh, I think it's great. You know, something we started talking about a little while ago, but this community, Central Florida, you know, we see a lot of expansion. We see people from California, from New York and other states moving in here. They're buying homes. They're building businesses. We have immigrants. We have local people. It's definitely something that is expanding at a rate that is a little bit scary in my view. but I think it's a great opportunity also, you know, to create awareness of many of the resources that are available in the community that they can use and, you know, they can leverage. The SCORE being one of them, the National Entrepreneur Center, with all of the independent resource partners that we have, you know, as part of this organization, we're here to support them. We definitely see, and I personally, you know, like I see that I'm looking around as I'm driving, going to work, like another development happening. There's another business opening. And, you know, I think it's a great place to be. It's a very unique situation. Unlike New York, you know, like I said before, I moved from New York. We had a strict lockdowns during COVID-19, businesses suffered, business shut down. Now with inflation, you know, it's definitely becoming a little bit challenging too. But it's been a little bit more open and more welcoming, you know, being here in Florida and seeing what I'm seeing and all the support organizations or the community organizations that are out there willing and able to support you. I mean, I haven't seen anything like this, especially, and not because I work there, but especially at the National Entrepreneur Center, where we have everybody ready and willing to help you. So if you are looking to start a business, if you have a business, you have some needs, you want to see how to grow, how to expand it, you know, I definitely suggest stop by, see us, meet with a, you know, like we will definitely introduce you to a coach, a mentor. We will introduce you to the other organizations that are there, because this is what we do. This is our passion. We are here for the community. We want this community to continue to be great, and we're there to support them.
Lucy, I don't think New York knows what they lost when they lost Maria Savalas to Florida here, you think?
No. Well, listen, New York lost two wonderful women. I grew up in New York, so, and here I am in Florida, so there you go.
Glad to have you both. We're happy to have you both, that is for sure. That is absolutely for sure. So, yeah, the business community is strong here, but, we have to give credit to the National Entrepreneur Center, you know, being able to bring this public and private, these public and private groups together to nurture the business community here, because basically you're pulling together competitors to work with one another. And that's not always easy to do.
Yeah. And we will not be able to do this without the support of our sponsors, who had this vision of, you know, like we want to help the community. We want to be able to enable, empower small businesses, as well as the new entrepreneurs. They're providing the funding for us to operate. And again, without them, we could not exist. We will not be able to have all the collective impact that we have with the resource partners. So we are forever thankful to them. We just need to create more awareness about what we do so that people can come and utilize the services that are there for them. And we couldn't do it without our resource partners, of course, because they're working hard, you know, day in and day out, to be able to do this collective impact that we are so proud of. We've been doing it since 2003, and, you know, not for anything. You know, it takes a lot of work and a lot of, you know, collaboration. And that's something that we're very proud to say, that this model of collaboration that we have at the NEC, it's really hard to accomplish. We've done it. We're proud of it. And we are thankful for everybody that is part of this collective effort.
Once again, nationalec.org is the website for the National Entrepreneur Center, nationalec.org. Their phone number, 407-420-4848, 407-420-4848. And they're on the other social media platforms as well. I believe you mentioned LinkedIn and Facebook for a couple of them, Maria.
Yes.
So
it's our Facebook page. They're all on our website. You can see the links to our social media platforms. You can go directly there.
Okay. All right. And then BizLink Orange, you mentioned that a little while ago. Tell us a little bit more about BizLink Orange while we have a few minutes here.
Sure. So BizLink Orange is a tool that, you know, when we think about the NEC as a physical place, now we think about the virtual NEC in a way. So this was a collaboration that we did with Orange County, and it's powered by the NEC. So it's a program of the NEC. And what we have there are startup guides for businesses to start. So depending on the industry, depending on the type of business that you know an entrepreneur wants to open, they can find information there that they can download, print, read. So that's startups, growth guides, licensing information is also available there. And we have what's called a resource navigator tool, which helps you create a personal action plan. So depending on the type of organization that you are, you can find the content at BizLink Orange, and navigate through the page and say, okay, I'm the type of business that's looking for this specific things, and it will create a tailored plan for you to be able to get your licenses, your information, and also to connect with organizations that can support you and help you either to start or to grow. So that's this link in a nutshell.
And that's very helpful, Lucy, because oftentimes, new business owners, kind of scattered all over the place trying to get information like this.
Yeah, you're right. And, in this organization, you can find anything you want. Really, there's no reason why business people should be afraid of contacting any one of us, because if we don't have what you need, there's somebody within the NEC that will be able to help you. So, we all have different type of tools. We all work a little bit different, obviously. But, in our case with SCORE, we've all been in business, and everybody who works at SCORE has been successful at whatever area they were in. So we know we have the actual experience, so we can help you and guide you in that way. And then there are people in other organizations that can help you. So, don't be afraid to reach out to any one of us. And remember, it's all there. All of it is free. So why not take advantage of that?
Maria, I see you nodding your head.
Yes, because how many times, even I look for information on certain things, and it's all scattered, it's all over the web. But to be able to find it here in one place, it's definitely a blessing. So we really thought about, the person looking for resources and putting them all in one place so they can stay at a page and they can find the different guides that they need. I think it's much more powerful than looking for help on their own.
Yeah, and you have the actual human being that can help you and guide you through it. Versus just reading about it or even looking at it on the website or something. So, personally, I'd rather talk to a person than to be looking at a book, So I think, it's a great asset that we have. And unfortunately, many people are not aware of it. So, take advantage. If you have nothing to do one day, take a walk down there, look at it and see what's available.
All right. And of course, the word's getting out now because Maria Savalos has been on the What's the Score show for the National Entrepreneur Center. Once again, that's nationalec.org, nationalec.org. And every business owner, potential business owner in Central Florida needs to know about this place, nationalec.org. And also, you can call them on the phone at 407-420-4848. And of course, it is located in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End, just off McGuire there, very centrally located, so easy to find. All right, and in the meantime, don't forget to go to orlando.score.org and see what's coming up with the Coffee with the Leader presentations that Lucy was talking about or anything else, because there's always something going on at SCORE, and that's orlando.score.org. And then the SCORE phone number, very close to the National Entrepreneurs phone number, and that is 407-420-4844 for SCORE. Just remember, 44 rhymes with SCORE, and 407-420-4848 for the National Entrepreneur Center. Well, Maria, thanks for being on the show with us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks for the opportunity, Lucy, and Salem Productions. I'm happy, that we did this collaboration in order to create awareness.
Well,
thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely, and please tell Jerry we said hello. All right.
Yes. I will.
Okay. All right. So once again, nationalec.org, orlando.score.org, and then the national website for SCORE, score.org. So that's going to wrap it up for us. So until next week, that's all for What's the Score. See ya.
We'll be right back. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.